This is V News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate awaits House action on the debt ceiling and budget cuts deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With top House Republican Kevin McCarthy furiously trying to sway skeptical conservatives, Senate counterpart Mitch McConnell's urging the party to stay together.
House Republicans' unity gave them the upper hand. They used it to secure a much-needed step in the right direction.
Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer's warning Republicans against scuttling the bill.
Any needless delay, any last-minute brinksmanship at this point would be an unacceptable risk.
And says the Senate will move fast when the time comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five people were killed and 19 wounded in Ukrainian shelling of a village in the Russian-controlled East Ukrainian region of Luhansk, a Moscow-installed coordination center said on Wednesday. The center said on the Telegram messaging service that Ukrainian forces had used HIMARS rocket launchers to attack a poultry farm. Reuters was not able to independently verify the report. Moscow controls nearly all of the Luhansk region in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that nearly 500 children were killed during the course of the war while speaking in Kyiv at a conference dedicated to International Children's Day. Zelensky also said thousands of Ukrainian children were, quote, kidnapped, torn from their lives, separated from their families, and illegally deported to Russia, end quote. He said the exact number of illegally deported children is not known. This comes one day after Moscow claims attacks in the capital city by Ukrainian drones. The pre-dawn attacks caused only light damage but forced evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first